As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We'd like to hear about your concert catastrophes.
Mm.
Like you've gone to a concert and something really, really, really bad happened.
Mm-hmm. Not like really bad.
Well, like Post and Jelly are doing their little concert series.
Yeah.
And apparently while Jelly Roll was doing that, like, what's the lyric? I was so damaged beyond repair. Apparently they shoot off in this big butt stadium tour. They shoot off all sorts of pyrotechnics. And sometimes the shells just kind of like go. It's happened at more than one show. Anyway, this person is filming. I'm so damaged beyond repair. The shell comes out, bonks her in the head, and then lights her head on fire.
Oh.
Is she okay?
Mm.
Yeah, she had burns on her scalp. But she's okay. She had to go to the hospital. That's
they gave her a t-shirt.
Also, they haven't done anything yet.
They
Nothing.
Need to pay for all of her fixing.
One would think, because then it also came out that like this has happened. Pieces of firework went down the back of another person's jacket at a different show.
At a previous show, but the same tour.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yeah. There was a Jonas Brothers show last year where the fireworks went straight into the crowd.
I did see videos
in
of that.
Utah, where I was living at the time. I wasn't at the show, though.
So just a scatter drill.
It was like they were supposed to go up, and they just went like, pew, and like went straight into the...
Did anybody get hurt, or do you know?
I think that people got hurt, but not seriously. But like, a fireworks coming at you, what are you going to do?
You just scatter.
Yeah, I guess.
But if you're at Jonas, no, you're not like... I'm trying to think of what concerts you're... Like what level of stoned or drunk
now, Jonas,
or whatever.
You're also, just, it was in a very not rowdy area of
she
Utah.
She said Utah.
Yes. I didn't want to be rude, but yeah. I don't think people were drunk. I'll put it that way.
I'll say this. When I was in a band and we played Utah, that's some of the rowdiest crowds I've ever played for. Because when
go
you're
out,
overly
they
religious
go out.
And you get away from it. Like I imagine an Amish show with if
okay.
like if you like if you get out from under it, don't you think they're just kind of like
I can
woo?
See that, yeah.
They like rip it off. My concert catastrophe happened on June 21st, 2023. I took my daughter, Erin was also there.
Yep.
We went to see Louis Tomlinson.
Oh wow.
Red Rocks, going to be a great show.
Louis Tomlinson played Red Rocks?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, no.
No, actually, he
was
didn't.
scheduled to.
He was scheduled to. Lightning in the area. They told us to like leave the venue.
Yeah.
And then you go out and you just wait. And then they make, they send a text out and you come back in. So we all went to our cars, walked the mile back down the hill, walked back up in. Then it's starting to look bad, but they're like, we're going to let you guys stay in here. And then pop, one little hail drop hit my daughter in the back. And I took a picture of it. And I don't want anybody to sue me for this, but I looked at the sky and said, is that all you got? Then they came back on and were like, run out of the building.
No.
Yeah. The sky has more.
We scattered out of the building as fast as we could. They wouldn't let us into the concession stands. Like, people are crowding into the bathrooms, and I'm like, Mia, we're not going in there because we got a better shot at surviving the hail than suffocation. Here, Eric, is a picture of the head. In, like, I'm bleeding profusely from the head once we finally...
I hit on a bus.
I took a golf ball to my head. This was a nationwide news story. It's never hailed at Red Rocks.
It made you bleed.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
And it totaled so many cars.
My car was totaled.
Yeah.
Totaled.
I drove my sister's car that day and it got totaled.
Like, it was the biggest concert catastrophe I've ever... Mia won't go to Red Rocks right now. Oh.
She's like... what if the hell... Is she okay?
It just doesn't happen.
No,
she didn't get hurt because I had my jacket over her.
You're a good dad.
Mm. Yeah. And then it was just like, whoop-bap. So... we've got fireworks in your hair, hail on your head. My we want to hear your worst concert catastrophe. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
I love Red Rocks. It is one of the best concert venues anywhere. But another story from there, I went and saw Halsey, and within like 10 minutes of getting there, we were in reserve seats, and this woman comes up, ready to like fist fight because she wanted the seats next to us, but we were with the label. Okay. I was like, those are very taken. Please don't. And like almost got in a fist fight with her. A woman walks behind me. She's covering her mouth, just pukes everywhere on me, on another DJ from one of the iHeart stations. Like, it was a mess.
Did you just go home?
No, I stayed. I got another drink.
Is that all you got? Yeah.
never ask.
If I got puked on, I'd be so...
Who was the show?
Out.
Halsey.
You gotta stay for Halsey.
Yeah.
You gotta stay with... Bar for now.
Okay, but can they buy me a new shirt?
Yeah, yeah. You should've got a shirt.
Yeah.
Go get a Halsey shirt.
Got a drink and it was fine.
Oh my gosh.
But recently, everybody went to Shakira.
Yeah.
Got measles.
Yeah, she was a super spreader event for measles.
Was it measles?
Yeah, they need a new shirt.
I believe it was measles. The other story that I'm reminded of is we had a friend who was at a festival concert and went to the porta potty and like, oh, look, a bag of drugs. And then he took the drugs.
Oh.
Didn't know what they were. Another, that's his concert. It's not the concert's fault.
That's not even his. Yeah, that is.
There may not have even been a concert. Right? We don't really know.
It turns out it was a drug that was supposed to be consumed in small amounts and he took it.
Either way. He deserved it. Because he just took it out of the porta potty.
He found it on the ground in front of the porta potty, took it in the porta potty, and then found his way to an ambulance. And Hack, did you have one or?
Mine is not nearly as bad as your guys'. No puking. I went and I saw Luke Bryan. He was performing in my hometown one summer, and it started.
That's terrible.
It was pouring rain, so everyone's like crowded inside, but. It turned good because Luke Bryan has that song, Rain is a Good Thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole audience was like, what are we doing? And then
that's
it was like,
cute.
Shirts off, everyone just in the pouring rain, just like, you know what? Rain is a good thing. And it was kind of a good moment.
That's not a catastrophe. Somebody has to light on fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get puked on.
Yeah, my Jordan 3 True Blues got kind of ruined.
Okay.
The 2011 release.
That's a con. Okay. If you've had something stronger than hate than what he has.
Yes, I prefaced it.
Not that great. We want to hear your concert catastrophe. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about concert catastrophes. I just found a picture of Aaron's sister's car in my phone because it was
destroyed.
It was destroyed.
Yeah.
Why did you borrow a car to go to a concert?
Because my ex was using my car and she couldn't drive. So
chance of hail.
They got a Tesla.
They did out of they it, did. Didn't they?
You're welcome.
All right, so if you've been through a catastrophic concert, we want to talk to you. Teresa?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Concert Hi, catastrophe. Guys. What happened?
Probably about 15 years old. Used to live in, like, Elizabeth. So out in Douglas County, Elbert County, parents or somebody dropped us off at Red Rocks. Oof. PC Rick Springfield. So when you're there, you're there. We weren't, someone was going to be picking us up after the show, but all we had was our little backpacks, probably bologna sandwiches, whatever. And the rain came in. It was torrential downpour. There was nowhere to really go because they didn't have lots of tents back then. And we survived. It was every nook and cranny of our being was
soaked.
Torrential downpour.
And you're freezing.
No.
The bologna. No.
Not the bologna.
Did you get to eat
them? Oh, man. I didn't think about that. You didn't have a Ziploc bag.
Enough about Rick. Tell me about the sandwich.
It wasn't too cold, but your innermost being was all wet.
Because I've been to a concert at Red Rocks like in May when it's like raining like that.
Yeah.
And then you just can't. You're
stuck.
And you're like, it's the worst because you're frozen solid. You wouldn't think it's that cold in May, but it is. Laura?
Yay.
Yay.
Concert catastrophe.
This is back in like 1983. My best friend got us tickets to go see the Police at McNichols Arena. Jeez. And my dad dropped me off at her house. She came out the door and she said, let's go. So we ran across the street and there was a guy in a car across the street. I got in the back seat with her sister. She got in the front seat, and the guy turns around and looks at us and goes, who are you? And I said, this isn't your uncle? She goes, I thought it was your dad. And I said, no. And he goes, I'm waiting for so-and-so across the square here at this house. Oh, my God. We jumped out of that car.
She was running into a random car?
What? We stood in the middle of this. We were in the middle of the street just standing there like if we could be invisible or something. We had no idea who that guy was.
Okay. That is so funny.
I'm glad he didn't drive away.
Yeah.
Right.
With Free you in kids. The car. Yeah.
Three kids. I got like.
He could have drove off.
Wow. All right. You never. Did you get to see the Police then?
He did. It took us a while to get a ride to McNichols Arena.
Right. Perfect. Thank you. Alexandra.
Hi.
Concert catastrophe. What happened to you?
Yeah, so it was 2012. I was going to my first show by myself. I went to Warped Tour with one of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
About 100 degrees outside, super hot. My friend ended up getting kicked in the head in a mosh pit during Mice and Men.
Where's your nice now? Nice.
I take it back.
Mosh pits, not for the faint of heart.
But she got knocked out. I had to drag her out of the mosh pit. And in that catastrophe, I lost my phone and a shoe.
And a shoe?
Say shoe or tooth?
A shoe.
A shoe, yeah.
Okay. Bless you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's a brand new week, so we have reset everything.
Oh,
everyone,
we all get nopes.
Oh, yeah. All their new nopes for news.
Can we nope the theme nope. song?
News. Good.
News.
Nope.
I guess we're stopping it.
Nope.
News.
Nope.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope. Kind of the hard news of the day. But it's run through the filter of the morons who are... Like, you guys just always pick the story that you like.
Good evening.
Hold on.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. I specifically chose this story because I thought Slacker would like it. Denver is rolling out outdoor drinking zones in downtown.
Sign me up. Oh.
I am trying to be
you
a
won't
good
be alone
boy
anymore.
Right now.
You say you won't be alone anymore?
Yeah.
I won't be alone
yeah, anymore. Drinking outside.
Listen.
Is roaming it around out
so
there.
So they're doing like the Austin, Texas thing.
Probably.
Oh.
Because
like
there's something really
Glenarm
cool.
Place on 16th Street.
So they're going to like block off a block and you can like take a drink outside. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Why don't they do that at like Larimer Square? Like ever since COVID, they never opened Larimer Square back up, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you could walk out of Cap Grill and walk over to Ocean Prime and then walk back over to, like, they've changed the names of everything else down there. Why don't they do that? Like,
I don't know.
Maybe yeah, I don't know either. Have you ever been in that situation where you're, I've had it, my friends, you're like, you're at a bar, you're at, oh, my phone, oh, let me step outside. Oh, and you're standing, and you look down and realize you're still holding the drink and you just stepped outside of a bar and now you're like,
Am I going to get in trouble?
I'm going to jail forever.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God. An honest mistake. And it's like, it's not that, yeah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just let us wander the right. earth. Yeah. If we're of age.
I like the idea of being outside more. It's where I get my most outdoor time. Or how I get my most outdoor time.
How you get your D.
No, I get drink differently.
No. Oh, that's right, she's got a fiancé. She's all full up on that other
okay,
one.
Okay,
all right, so when does that go into effect? Nice job on the news there. Nice job on the news.
Good evening. Tinder is trying to help
another
people.
Another story for slackers.
Exactly. It's
I am not
for
on
me,
the dating sites.
But maybe you should be, because Tinder is trying to help people date and connect more intentionally.
Okay.
The way they're doing this doesn't feel more intentionally to me. They have added a height filter so that you can just
Are you kidding me?
Rid of people who are the wrong height for you.
Do you know how when I was on Tinder, I never got any dates? If they add this, I will never, ever get a date because I'm not the right height.
How tall are you? You don't want to
say. There's not a right height. I hate this topic so much.
Wait, but you're a short girl. So that's, so? I am a 5'7 girl. There is a right height.
You
I'm
think
actually
you're
like
too
a
5'8.
I'm a tall girl. Yeah. Especially in shoes.
I have dated girls almost my own height, even my own height. And it's okay. But I think I would rather, if I would put a filter on, I would go Aaron.
You'd be like, be under 5'7.
Yeah, under that, you're five, right. Six, that does feel heel. Like, what if everything, like she's everything. And she's 5'7", and I'm not even going to give her a chance.
Right. It's tough.
That's crazy.
But I think that Tinder's saying, like, we want to connect you with people you're going to marry. So but, are you going to marry someone? I don't think I would marry someone shorter than me. I'm just saying it.
Right. And you, not really? Only that, you're 5'7", 5'8".
5'7.5".
So then if you like to do nice events
I
where
wear
you wear heels.
Heels,
then you're going to go 6 and above.
I can't say that I wear heels often, but yeah.
How weddings. Tall is your fiancé over
fiancé
6?
Fiancé is 6'1".
Oh my God, see, yeah.
Mm. No, I think
I
he's 6.
I have no chance of ever, when that rule, yeah. No, I'm not on Tinder anyway, but like, never.
I'd maybe measure your fiancé. It sounds like he's right around that where we start lying.
What I think he said is he
as
always.
As a 6-foot man myself, we kind of start, stretching the truth.
Are you calling Dane a liar?
I'm calling myself one.
I believe Dane said on apps he would put 6 foot because he's almost 6'1", but he didn't want to lie.
Oh.
Have you, you've stood next to him?
Yeah, he's about my height, I think.
I'm just going to tell you this.
I don't know.
He seems so much scarier than you.
He does. What? Really?
I know you
just
think
from
of it,
like,
yeah, he's just a dude.
Look.
It's like, if all of a sudden, oh my God, somebody's coming, I'm not getting behind T-Hack.
Good, because I'm getting behind you.
Right, no, and I'm getting behind Dane.
Okay, I'm we can agree. Yeah, the guy's 6'1".
Dane is a sweet, sweet man.
No, he might be, but he also seems like he's probably got a switch in his head that makes him a little crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't care if he's 6'1 or 6-nothing.
Okay,
like,
big
he's the guy
there.
I'm getting behind. All right, sorry, that was really, okay, so that's coming. Do we know when that's coming, or you got as much knowledge as Aaron?
It's rolled out, but you have to be one of the like premium members and pay $40 for it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
Mm. Good evening.
Good evening.
Slacker Show research team back out on the streets, this time examining the effects of pregnancy. This time, these guys have been working
Hold
really
on.
Hard.
The effect is a baby.
No, yeah. I'm
Hopefully.
Sorry. Thanks. Are you on the Slacker Show research team? Because
no.
That is the main effect.
Oh.
Well, there's also another effect, mainly that the average weight gained during pregnancy, 14 pounds.
This feels like a bad thing for T-Hack to be talking about.
Can I just say this? Oh, my God. My ex-wife.
Don't reveal how much weight she gained.
Dude, she did it with pride. She was like, she's a crazy fit. The people in this room who know her, she's a crazy fitness woman.
She's very like, dedicated, yeah.
And crazy fitness people, I've known crazy fitness people to like.
Can we stop saying crazy? Yeah. I don't like that.
No, I mean like when you're like crazy, like you're CrossFit.
She's focused, she's
dialed in.
No, she's crazy. Yeah. She's crazy.
She's a passionate.
Like it's when you go too far.
Dedicated.
When it becomes like your religion, it becomes, I'm sorry. But anyway, they gain, like you could see one of those people pregnant from behind and not know they were pregnant.
Right.
Because
sure.
It's just a basketball sitting on the front of them.
Yes.
That is a 12-pound gain. My wife gained 50 plus pounds on each kid. I think one of them was closer to 70. Because she was like, let's effing go. Like Ben from El Jardín would drop off.
You should be revealing this.
No, she was. She did it with pride. She would like.
Well, because she was like, this is my chance.
Yes, right. She was like, she did a catering order of cheese enchiladas from El Jardín. Like, that's enough for a family of like four to have for dinner. And I'd be like, oh, Ben dropped off enchiladas. I'd get home. Gone for lunch. A catering portion.
And now I'm feeling like I should have interrupted you a little soon. The average weight gain of 14 pounds by the fathers.
Oh my gosh, I was not expecting that.
Well, if I wasn't divorced.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to point at you and you and you and say you are wrong.
So you just pointed at all of us.
All three of you.
What are the odds? What are the odds? Let me just ask you and you and not you, because it's radio and you guys can guess at who I didn't point at.
Well, like three yous, yeah. They were going to know.
What are the odds that Erica is right about anything? No, I'll take it back. Something, and the rest of us are wrong.
Low.
Real low.
What did we agree on in the first place? What were the three of us?
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
The three of you said there would only be weird people at the Weenie Dog meetup.
Oh my God.
I did not. I said it sounds great. And I said I hoped you had fun.
You said it sounds great for you.
It counts.
Right. Okay.
You know, she went back and got the audio and listened to it to remember what
you said. No, I didn't.
Because you
just
quoted her, which was weird.
I just know it wasn't resounding support from any of you that I was going to go to this in my search for friendship.
Okay, can I just throw another quick observation out?
Let's throw it.
Is it possible that maybe they were all weird people and you don't recognize it because, you're weird?
Wait, I have the worst part of the whole thing.
Okay.
I had this hat on that says less meanies, more weenies. And I walked up and I was like, no one's wearing wiener dog merch except for me.
Your honor?
No.
No.
Okay,
what?
I was expecting 10 dogs, 10 owners, older. I was expecting it to not actually be a place that my fiance and I could actually make friends. We walk up, over 50 dogs, and every dog had both its parents there. And
what?
I mean, it was
both its parents there.
I know. That's
oh my God. You're doing the thing that people don't like. Some people like, I don't like.
Both its owners there.
Owners, there you
and
go.
So there was over 100 people for sure.
Oh my gosh.
And over 50 dogs for sure.
And there you are in your weenie merch.
And there I am in my less meanies, more weenies hat, which, yeah.
Can you believe it, everybody? None of us are weird. High five, everybody.
I'm not
Wieners
saying
in.
No one was weird there. But we talked to a bunch of people around our age. Like, there's a lot of people around my age that are weenie dog owners and are
that
very
That was also
proud.
What I said on Friday.
Did you?
Yes.
That you, okay. It's just I said a that weenie festival.
I did, what? Because wiener dogs are very popular, yes. Now, and I said with millennials.
It's true.
So we have
a beer date with another couple.
Shut up!
Except we don't have it scheduled, but it's in the works.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
You met them at a wiener dog event. They have, I assume this, they have a wiener
right,
dog.
Right. They weren't just there as observers.
Oh my God. I am going to go to the next wiener dog event.
Yeah. What's weirder?
You should come with me.
Without a wiener dog though. No, I don't want to come with anybody. I want to come in and just be like the guy. It's like, where's your dog? And I'm like, what dog?
Okay.
I haven't picked it out yet. Like, sir.
Yeah.
Constantly lick my fingers. It's like,
No, but
what is wrong with you?
Okay.
Can we go back to whatever T-Hack was asking? Sorry.
You met them at this event. Yeah. Are the dogs going to be involved when you do link up?
We were planning on going to an outdoor patio where the dogs can come.
And now you're trapped. You're trapped.
It's a one-dimensional friendship.
Yes, yeah, you know them as the wiener dog people.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're going to try to show up sometime without the dog, and they're going to be like, where's Swanson?
Right.
He's the one we wanted to see.
Yes. Oh. That's not how you make friends. It's how you make one-dimensional friends. Take it from me.
You know what? none of you will hang out with me, so I'll take a one-dimensional friend.
Right. I'm just, okay.
She has us there.
Yeah, I do.
All right, so I want to point out the other obvious thing that's happened.
What is that?
You've been here like 14 seconds. You went to one event, and you do already have a friend. Tiak has lived here 10 years. No, but I mean, like,
I'm not willing to use my dogs to get friends, all right?
But I mean, don't you think you should do what she did? Don't you think you should tear a page from that?
And yes, like, I honestly get too hung up on what I said, on it being a dement. I get locked into whatever it is. If it's a basketball event that I go to, then it's just basketball that I'm friends with or whatever. And a lot, especially with guys, video games are really big. That's, I get, people message me all the time. They're like, do you play this? We could play. And I'm like, I don't play that.
You can develop friendships from a starting point.
And then branch away. I don't think, I am with Tiak on this one. I think what you got there are some wiener friends.
That's fine. That's a good start.
That's all you're ever going to be is wiener friends.
We'll see. Like,
no,
I like the term wiener friends.
I'm interested now too.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you have them, we tackle them, we put them all up on our podcast thing. On where?
The Audacy app.
There we go.
AUDACY.
There we go. What's happening today?
Today we have Connie. She's calling us from a bathtub, it sounds like.
Yay!
Yay! Do you want to give us any more information than that hack? Or
we'll let her get it. Okay.
Connie, what's happening?
I'm walking by AutoZone, and there's like a U-Haul loud.
Oh.
And I was trying to get away from my son because he's right here, and it's about him.
Okay. Oh, God, This is about your kid. What's happening?
Okay, so my son and his wife, they already have one baby, and they named the first baby, the middle name, after her family side. So, you know, a nice name that's been going down the line for generations. Well, it's our turn, I feel. They're having their second one due in August. And I would like that baby, this baby number two, to have my husband's family's middle name that's been going down for generations. And I don't, they're not really budging. They're kind of brushing me off, and I'm kind of upset about it. So,
okay. Wow. That was, that was like drinking from a fire hose right there.
I'm so wild. I'm trying to get all this out before he hears me.
Okay. So is this, this name, you, you made it sound like this. You said the name has been passed down for generations. Is it a bat? Like, what's, do you want to say the name or no?
I can. It's Lee, L-E-E. Big deal, right?
Okay. So you want to, you want to throw a Lee in as the middle name?
It's a real basic middle name.
It's a bit.
But, I know, but it's been going around since like the 1600s or something. I don't know. So listen, my son even has that middle name, and I didn't, I wasn't crazy about it. It's kind of beige. And then my mother-in-law, who was my future mother-in-law at the time, was talking to me and saying, if you ever have kids, would you, how important it is? And I'm like, okay, fine, just to appease her. And that's grown on me. So I kind of want that to continue for my husband's side of the family. It's only fair.
Okay. And you're saying...
It's only fair?
Erica?
That's where she loses me. What do you mean? Nothing's fair.
Well, I mean, they named... Okay, the other one is Franklin. Okay, Franklin. My first grandchild.
Loves Franklin.
Has Franklin as a middle name, and that's an homage to somebody on her side of the family.
Yeah, some inventor or something. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Benjamin Franklin?
It's not a stretch.
It
we should know.
Be.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I mean, Franklin, come on. That's not. That's kind of, you know. Bleh. Why not Lee?
Okay, you're not
adorable. Your grandchild.
Yeah.
What was that? How? What was that?
You, oh, I'm just
nothing. Eric is just being super judgy, and that's not just, how we treat people on OPP.
I understand that, but here's my thing.
Okay.
I understand, but no.
I understand, but I'm going to disagree. I am a woman, as you guys know. I plan to have children someday.
Did you know that hack?
Mm, no.
Well,
are you engaged?
I plan to have children with my fiance someday.
What does being a woman have to do with naming a child?
No, I'm going to be birthing these children, right? As
daughter-in-law
is going to be birthing this child. Going to be careful, but what I'm saying is I don't know that any of the parents should have any say in the names.
I think you could have just said that and left your whole birth and the child part out of it, and we would not have beef. Now we have beef.
Why do we have
beef?
Because
I think you started to say, I'm a woman, I carry the child, so much like the President of the United States of America, I have veto power. I
get like
the ultimate say.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know if I disagree with that.
You must be friends with my daughter-in-law.
You're a father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're allowed to have a very big part in naming your children.
Okay.
I'm feeling sweaty.
Okay. I'm allowed to have...
Yeah. Congrats, Dad. Now ease up. Not too much.
But I think maybe if your mother had said, well... The middle name has to be from our side. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say has to be. I just said it would be really nice. I want to sit down with her and tell her how important it is.
So you've told your son this. Well, your son already knows he's got the name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he knows. Yeah.
So he knows that this is a tradition. And then they snuck one past the goalie with the Franklin. On the first one.
With the inventor.
You've already chosen a side. And like that, this is why, like, Your Honor, who's Your Honor here?
I like the name Franklin, for the record.
I have nothing wrong with Franklin. I'm saying,
if you're in a, if, okay, let me just give the phone number. 303-222-5423. You can call, you can text. I will say this. My daughter has an homage as her middle name.
Mm-hmm.
It's her grandmother's name. Like,
from
I
which
did that.
Side?
Huh?
From which side?
From her side.
The
mom's side.
Yeah, but it was my idea.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's really kind
but
of
But you're
you.
Saying, oh my God, Erica. Honey, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you're talking to the U-Haul guy now. Like, hey, you just do we need anything else from her?
I think, no.
Hang on. I can't believe the can of worm this is up yet between Erica and I.
I can't believe how angry you are.
Could you like have a baby? Okay, listen. I'm gonna say words and we're all just gonna have to be okay with it.
Okay.
Could you have a baby without me? Like, if we were married, could you?
Well, without. Oh, if we were, I was like, I'm absolutely going to have a baby without you. Thank you very much.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
I would read your contract again.
Need an agent.
Okay. If you and I were married.
I know it's a lot. There's a lot going on for both
correct.
Of us.
Ugh. I could not have a baby without you unless I got a donor.
But then all of a sudden you have it and then you get.
No, I'm not saying that like mom gets to say, well, this is the name, deal with it. I'm saying mom gets to say, I don't really want the grandparents having an opinion about our name.
But what? But since you already did it on one of our kids, can we do it on the second one for my side?
Maybe she hates the name Lee.
Compromise, give and take.
Yeah.
That's marriage.
Right.
And it's obviously a tradition. His middle name is already that. Like this, here's what sucks. I have people in my family whose middle name, oh God, do you think they listen? Whose middle name is Eugene as some sort of homage. Mm. Eugene is like, I'm sorry.
I have a friend with the middle name going, Farquaad, and it's a family thing.
And it's
but they
awful.
Didn't go with it. My friend married him and they didn't go with it.
I'm torn that it's gone through generations and then it's just going to end. It's just, you know,
because
that,
I don't feel like it.
Unsatisfying.
Because I don't want to. It's a middle name. I don't even know your middle name. I do know your
you
middle name.
You do know my middle name.
Curses! Do I know anybody else's? Aaron?
I know I've said it before, but like, it doesn't matter. It's just a middle name. No one uses
right,
it.
Right, so then let's just throw
this. I'm very tied to my middle name.
I know you are, but like, let's throw grandma a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. It sounds to me like it is her daughter-in-law. It sounds like, obviously, her son knows what's up. He knows about the name. And he's going, I don't know, she doesn't like it. He's playing buffer, and maybe he has the right to do that, but I don't know. Maybe she should talk to her.
But
and
she
just explain
got
where she's coming from. And go,
she got
yeah.
convinced that way. Her mom, her mother-in-law came and talked to her and said, listen, this is a tradition.
And yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe she just needs to have that woman-to-woman, like, look, this is why it's important to me.
But Tiak, look me in the eyes, and then look over at Erica, and tell me she would be receptive to the conversation you're talking. Mm. She's already said, I don't want to do it. And like, if you go, if she comes to you,
my
I was
future
oh my
mother-in-law.
God, he, if she comes to you, I was gonna say mano a mano, but she comes
mana
to you,
mama.
Okay. Like mom, mom to mom.
I'm not really a mama
could
girl.
You, like I'm a mom, and I did this. I did this as a mom. I didn't want to name your husband something Lee, whatever, so, after some inventor. well, that was the other side.
After the jeans.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wasn't
if
really
if she mom to moms you, would that work?
It might.
Oh.
But,
or would it? Could it make it worse?
No, probably not worse, because it sounds like the daughter-in-law has already made a decision. But I do think that if it's really important to the husband, he should be the one who's like, honey, we got to do this.
Sounds like he's not going to do it, though. In his defense, if she's already pregnant, which it sounds like she is, you're not gonna. You don't rock that boat.
This should have been a pre-marriage conversation.
Yep, should have been in the contract.
Yeah, your contribution is done.
Sit down.
Right? Yeah,
go warm the bench for a little bit. I don't. Okay. Should Connie approach the pregnant woman? Yeah.
Can we ask the other woman in the room though? Would you? Feel like you
I don't
have
want to put words
power?
In her mouth, but she said the words. It's a middle name.
I mean, I definitely feel like I would have veto power, but I wouldn't use it.
Okay, and you also do not have
that's,
veto.
That's an interesting take.
Okay, all right. If you want to sound off on the veto thing, we'll take those calls too. Because, oh boy, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Connie out. I don't... This is drawn a really weird line between Erica and I, and there's also other people texting in that are like, so Connie is a grandma, they have one grandkid, and on that grandkid, the mom side of the family kind of helped guide them on the middle name.
So Connie's daughter-in-law.
Yes.
I do want to make that clear. I think it's important.
Now Connie's saying... She's like the daughter-in-law's pregnant again. She's like, now we get to say on the middle name on this one. And you guys are like, they have no say. It's like, why'd the other family get a say?
The other family maybe didn't get a say. Maybe the mom wanted to name the baby.
But still
her side
under
of the family.
The influence of her family.
Look, I've read a text that I know there's a caller on the line with this opinion, and I'm going to hold off.
Oh, you're okay.
Because.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for holding off.
Also, to be clear, the name that Connie wants to use is a family name. Like, she's not just picking a random one. It has been. So there is history there, too.
Even the son has this name.
Yeah.
The middle name is Lee. And it works for boys or girls. So
different spelling, usually.
I think you could make L-E-E work for either one.
Yeah, that's true.
You could almost make L-E-I-G-H work for either one.
Yeah.
So, because like there's names like Taylor and Declan is like kind of both genders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or Chris.
Oh,
no. Look what you did there. Chris?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think should happen here?
Well, I was just curious if anybody has ever heard the phrase, a son is a son until he takes a wife. A daughter is a daughter all of her life. Because, I mean, my son got married a couple years ago, and someone said that to me. And you do kind of feel the separation when it's a son who's having a child. Because my son just had his first child. And, you know, you're not quite as involved as you would be if, say, it was your daughter's child.
Okay.
This is 100% accurate. I've seen it in my siblings.
So then what you're saying is, then as a mom, you got to step back. You don't have a say
anymore. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I do everything I can. They don't live near me, so I FaceTime. I do whatever I can to be, involved with my granddaughter. But it is different.
That doesn't make any sense.
Different.
Like, okay. It's like either you give yourself to your new spouse, and both. Mm-hmm. Genders do. It's like I would almost feel like in the traditional sense, it's the opposite because the dad goes, "Here you go, here's my daughter,"
right? And also the like husband is like, "Here's a cow for your daughter."
The family pays the dowry.
old school. But I think that what happens with the babies is like when I have a child, my mom will come to help, right at the beginning.
Yes,
my mom. There's not. No one else's mom is going to be that involved with what's happening with me.
Why not?
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, because it's very personal, right?
And they even moved to the East Coast to be closer to her family. So, it's, you just kind of feel that little bit of a pull away from a son.
It's sad, but
Okay, so you're completely on the daughter-in-law's
I know,
side.
It's just weird to me.
Pointing it to you.
Because we're saying the son pulls away, and it's like, is it because he married someone's daughter who's pulling him away? Like, which is chicken or the egg?
Did you pull away?
Like, your mom's going to be more involved in your birth of your child because you want her to be, and your husband's opinion, we don't care. So is he pulling away from his family, or did you pull him away?
I was angry at her before, and your anger looks so.
Yeah.
Well, it's like,
this is terrifying.
It feels like a chicken or the egg. It's because it's like, why we can't really pick us who's pulling and who's not.
I think
and
it's just more common that boys like don't return to their family as much. And I've heard this from friends who have sons, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're going to be the dad side of the family someday. It's very strange.
I just want to say, when it comes to you having a baby and your mom, your mom coming in and helping you with whatever's fallen on you and whatever, that's whatever. Yes.
I'm also not sure that she will be. She is listening right now. She's probably like, I'm not doing that.
She can hold stuff up. But like, but your fiance's mom should absolutely be allowed to come in and help with the baby.
She will, differently. I don't need.
It's just a whole set of rules
in front of my husband's mom.
You'll be surprised what you're comfortable with being nude after you have the baby.
That's true. Maybe.
Also,
I'm not pregnant.
She is not.
You've been real nauseous lately,
though.
Stop.
And
you won't drink anytime I've offered. Okay, Shanna.
Yay.
What do you think of this whole thing?
Okay. Well, I've had 3 kids. And what I thought was the most fair way to name your babies was to name the first name together, you and your partner.
Yeah.
Middle name, mom gets 100%. And then traditionally, the boy passes down the dad passes down the last name. So it is what it is. And I would just say, this
what?
Is not your baby.
Well,
no, because I didn't get to pick my last name.
Do your kids have your last name?
Yes.
Do they have their mom's last name?
No.
So
I didn't make the rules.
You could have given them her last name.
Mm-hmm. You hate being wrong.
You guys, that's no way. How about we go back and forth on the middle name? You get one, I get one.
We give up our identities to change our last names because that's just not the world.
Is this a call? This is what you're holding back on?
Yeah, okay. This is what I was holding back.
Okay. So you feel like you won because we did the last name. Okay, fine.
I don't feel like I won. I actually feel like
we
give a lot.
Thanks. Heck, if we both were mad at her at the same time, we might actually defeat her. This is like in the movie trope.
You're right.
I don't fight her, then you fight her. We fight her together.
We keep taking turns. You're right.
Just come over here.
But am I a demon or something?
Paula.
Yay.
What do you think? Does Connie have a right to name... or at least partially named middle name, cute middle name, Lee, the grandchild?
No, I think it's mom's choice. And I'm on grandma's side, but dad gets to keep the last name if he has a good wife that lets the kids have the dad's last name.
Wait, where did this thing come from? Like, I didn't make that rule. That rule was in place before me.
It's not really a rule. It's
But you accepted it.
Well, it's like tradition.
It's tradition and it, you know.
You and never told me. Does your fiancé know he has no say in the middle name
it's
of his
not
children?
No say.
You just said.
I just
my God. You just said you sided with the texter.
No, I sided with the fact that it's like the kids get the dad's last name.
And then who gets the middle name?
We collaborate. But it's not
your
mom.
Yeah, it's the people
the couple.
Who. Yes.
Okay. Hack, once again, on the sideline.
I also feel like I'm getting myself in trouble.
You're the demon here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Everybody got the naughty words out before we went on the air?
Yep.
Are we good? Uh-huh. There's a story going around where a woman, she wasn't snooping for once.
Okay. For once? Watch. Your attitude.
I'm just, so many times we get I found on my boyfriend's phone, and it's like, how'd you find it on his phone? Well, I figured out his password and when he was in the shower. And you're like, just stop going through his stuff. If you don't want to find stuff, don't go through his stuff. Because we all have stuff, do we not? We have stuff.
No, we don't all have stuff.
Yes, you do have stuff.
But like, discoverable at a moment's notice? No.
Like, just in my, okay, let me just say this. Okay. What she found were affectionate, it's in quotes, because it's a news story, affectionate photos of her boyfriend with his ex. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what affectionate means.
Yeah, and it doesn't explain.
Let's presume it's not in the throes.
Her boyfriend explained that these photos are part of his life experiences and he wants to look back on them when he's older. That to me gives great memory. Kissing on the beach, maybe not beyond that.
Okay. Can your fiancé have a picture of him now and down? Why not?
You didn't even let him finish. I want to hear what kind of picture.
I'm sorry, you're right. What kind of photo?
Because I was saying now and down.
Can
I was
your
like,
fiancé? No! No! Never!
It's so weird. You know you're... Oh, God.
Please
don't make eye contact with me when I say this. Look over there. What's over there? Well, you're really weird and protective. I think you're overprotective. Like, what's a memory? What am I allowed to have as a memory? If the two of us are standing next to each other at the Eiffel Tower, yes. If we're embracing at the Eiffel Tower.
Embracing is okay, but like kissing pics, like, we're done. Get them out. We're getting married to each other. We don't need to...
not kissing her anymore.
But I don't need to remember when I kissed someone else.
But what if there was a really cool shooting star in the background of that kissing? Like, there was some really epic thing. Like,
who cares? Mm-hmm. It's over.
Aren't you discrediting all of Taylor Swift's discography with this point?
I'm open to fighting you.
Oh my God, hack, testify. You got her. Because what's she going to do?
Move on.
Taylor has to get rid of all of her songs about Jake, about Harry.
Well,
about
interestingly
enough,
she did not re-record Reputation, probably out of respect for Travis, because it is all about Joe Alwyn. I'm just saying.
But wasn't All Too Well about Jake?
It sure was. You don't have to. She released that before she was with Travis anyway.
It doesn't matter. But like.
It's already out there in the world. There's nothing she can do to like delete it from her laptop. She probably doesn't like sit at home and listen to it.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
She works on choreography for it.
Yes. Like,
and that's different.
No, it's not. I'm just like, at what point is it just a memory that I can have? Because, like, I'll say this. I have a picture of my ex-wife, like, kissing my face hard.
And you look at it from time to time?
I didn't realize it was on a shelf in, like, a room in my house.
A girl saw it.
Yes.
And it was a problem.
It wasn't, because it was like, I have gone to 3 Super Bowls in my life in the quest for her to see the New England Patriots win. And they lost the first 2. And at the 3rd one, they finally won. We were there. She's crying. There's confetti flying. It's just an epic moment. And she's like kissing my face as we won the Super Bowl. Like,
I'm fine with that.
We had a terrible divorce, you guys.
Yeah.
It was awful. But that photo is a moment in time that I should be able to look at.
Also, your children's mother. So to me, feels a little different. I'm assuming it's that ex-wife. Sorry. It started coming out and I knew I should have looked at it.
Oh my God, it's hard to keep track.
Right, I was
married to one of them for 9 months. We could have gone to 3 Super Bowls.
You're right. You could have gone when you were dating.
Good God, you're right.
Also, I think marriage, so if you're married to someone, you're going to have wedding photos. You're probably not.
Here's the weird thing. Like, after my first divorce.
You got rid of them all.
If it wasn't me and my brother, me and the groomsman, or like if she was in the photo, I got rid of it.
Wow.
Really?
And we didn't even have an ugly divorce, but I was just like, I don't need those. But for some reason, like the memory of the winning Super Bowl, like,
what are you,
am I crazy? She's being affectionate.
Yeah, my question is, when do you have to delete them, right? Because you're currently, the woman who messaged or whatever, she is just, she's currently dating the guy.
Yes.
Right. What happens when they break up?
Right.
Now he's
Thank
like,
you.
I deleted everything, and now I have to delete all of your stuff too, and now I don't have any memories left, nor do I have a partner anymore because you dumped me.
So then I don't have anything to look back
on. It happens, Erica. Trust me. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, what if you deleted all this stuff and then you and, oh my gosh,
no,
you're not
going to do it.
If you and your fiancé don't work out, like now you
don't have stuff. I don't have stuff from previous
boyfriends.
You don't
have anything weird? No Mickey out pictures or you feeding
unless
him
they're
cake.
Like buried on like my Facebook from year 2010. But
you don't
like,
even go back and purge that.
I probably did actually at one point because that's embarrassing. I don't have stuff.
So answer his question: when does he have to delete it? When you, the I day before
say,
you get married?
I would say when you break up.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why you don't delete it. I immediately
delete what? Like so?
Pictures.
What's your line? What's your like?
I would that no. And I'm fine with like kiss on the cheek, whatever. Even like if you're kissing outside of the Eiffel Tower, whatever. Like I get it because there's more experience with that. But if it's just relations photo, you better delete those immediately. Because that's also personal. Like if it's a bad breakup and I know that my ex has pictures of me, I don't trust him now. Like what
but
is he going
to
do with
him
those?
To delete it?
I don't let him take them. Because I don't trust people.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Okay.
Seems like you guys have done more of the dumping. We've been on the other side. Yes. It feels different.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anyone other than T-Hack...
Oh, no. What?
Does anyone other than T-Hack have a doppelganger?
No, but I want one.
You're never going to have a doppelganger.
That's what sucks.
Wait, why do you say that?
Because she's got a weird, not weird, unique, unique look.
Because she's redheaded?
Red hair.
It's either going to be like Lindsay Lohan.
Are your eyes green or blue?
Kind of both.
They're blue today, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They change.
Yeah, definitely blue today.
Or like, who's the flying tomato?
Sean White.
Yeah, like there's no.
I thought you meant carrot talk for a second.
So did I, because I saw some podcast come across and I'm like, what is happening? You don't look like carrot top or Sean White.
Or Sean White.
What?
Yeah. You can barely kick flip.
Also, Lindsay Lohan would be a
big compliment.
Oh, for sure. Days. She's stunning. Yeah. But like, I
do you
don't
think she's done any work?
Yes.
Oh, she
she's
absolutely
saying
has.
She hasn't.
She's
though.
Lying.
She has.
You really think she's lying?
Yeah. Because
she doesn't look like Meg Ryan did. She doesn't look all puffy and like broken.
Not anymore. It's a really good plastic surgeon.
Oh, okay. Really? Because her excuse, like, when would I have time? It's like, we haven't seen you.
You, like, had a baby and you were gone for a while.
Right. Like, you had plenty of time to get your face.
Well, that's that's my point is, like, we don't look alike. She's stunning, but we're just redheads. And so people are like,
so I did the exact same thing.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, like the guy who Tiak looks exactly like, the guy who's at the radio station next door.
No.
Tiak does not look like him.
Please put a social post of Tiak next to the tall guy.
Should I put up the picture he was talking about?
Yes.
That one?
Oh my god. He's,
okay, I can find it maybe.
Do we feel like we should like get approval?
No.
Okay.
No. No, he would post a no.
Okay.
Cuz like TF there was a picture we were in San Diego together and we took a picture. This man is 17 feet tall.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a ton of hair. You had a man bun.
I did, yeah, in that picture, yeah.
And other than you guys both having beards, you're not doppelgangers.
No, but people were commenting and they said like, oh, it looks like a mini you, like a mini me. Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, what?
What? Yeah, I didn't, what?
I want to find our doppelgangers.
Me too.
Like, do you think we could turn the Slacker Show social media followers into little detectives?
The problem is,
I'm trying to think who
the response is going to be offensive to all of us. They're going to be sending photos of their friends and their family, and we're all going to go, I don't think they look like that.
Have you gotten a celebrity though?
Yes, a lot when I was younger.
Who is it?
Ashley Tisdale, and it was in her high school musical days.
Whoa, look at everybody!
See, I find that one to be a compliment. The problem is she's brunette now, and I'm like, does that mean I'm supposed to go brunette?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah, before you get married, go brunette.
Oh. I almost said a bad word.
One of my wives, like she was a platinum blonde when I met her, and then
my wives,
and
she went at the same time.
No, yes, but she went brunette before the wedding, and it was awesome.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Kind of fun. It's like I'm marrying somebody new.
That's weird. I would have never put Ashley Tisdale, but yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
yeah. You guys keep the show going.
Yeah, that one's not offensive.
Okay, are you Googling who Ashley Tisdale is?
I gotta find young photos of her so I can picture
look.
It.
I have one up.
Ashley Tisdale High School Musical.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, show it to me.
It's not like the most flattering these days, but
I could see that, but no.
I think especially when I was young, that's what I always heard. And you know what? She got a nose job.
She did.
Mine is all natural.
And she hated her nose job.
Yeah. When would Erica have had the time?
So, can we take photos of us and put them up?
Yeah, and see if people can respond with.
Like, let's use the ones from the photo shoot we got done when Erica got here.
Right. I need to prepare you, Slacker, for something.
What? Yeah.
People are going to respond.
With what?
With Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not funny. I don't look like
Eminem.
Kenny Chesney. I only get Eminem.
Oh, Eminem, if we colored in your eyebrows right now, Eminem has those crazy dark eyebrows. Did anyone else notice that recently? Look up Eminem AMAs. It's really weird.
I only look like him when he played the Super Bowl, my phone, and I'm like, I never have a hoodie up.
Yeah, that's true.
Other
you're,
than that,
yeah, like, hardly ever rapping either.
Hardly, almost. Like I don't get that.
He probably colors his beard as well.
As well.
Don't say as well.
You were the first one to talk about it.
You were mad at us for not knowing.
Yeah. He probably takes arthritis pills as well. You know?
Oh my god! I don't. What are you doing?
Has he been divorced twice?
Wow. Okay. I want to do this despite the. And so here's the other thing. There's a story about everyone wants there. We all do have a doppelganger on planet Earth. Somebody who like hits real close to home. Erica and her fiance decided that I look like Kenny Chesney. Cause I said the other day when I was wearing a hat that I get a lot of Eric Church. And then these two whip heads on their 14th frosé decide that
we
I
were
look
on
like,
drink number four.
Okay. Same difference. I don't look anything like Kenny Chesney. Nada.
I couldn't tell you how hard my fiance was laughing.
Okay.
We were the only two people sitting at the bar of this place dying.
Does anybody else in the room see it?
No, it's more like a costume, though. It's like if you wear the hat, if you wear all these other things, then you kind of look like him.
If you kept saying, no shoes nation.
Oh, my God.
You do say that.
That guy? That's that guy.
You say that all the time.
I never. So, okay, we're going to struggle with Aaron. Like, T-Hack, I'm serious. Like, I'm not blowing sunshine. You do have some Momoa in there.
Oh, wow. I feel like we need a new one because I cut my hair. It's not as...
Yeah,
like,
without the man
bun,
you're not quite it anymore.
It's not, yeah. I don't know what
you're
I
sort
am.
Of... Okay. And then who is Erica now? Because, like, I've gotten Stanley Tucci. I don't think... It's only when I wear my reading glasses.
Mm-hmm. I used to get Nikki Glaser before she got, I think, work done on her face. So that's weird.
You do have a little Nikki Glaser in you.
It's always pre-surgery.
It was post-surgery, I think.
All right, so where are we putting these up? And we, like, I just want to see.
I'm also curious if people submit their friends and family. Yeah, I would love to see.
It's not just celebrities. Right. We don't want celebrities. We want, if you
just
think...
Just anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can't we do it on like Aaron. Instagram and Facebook?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. So we'll kick it off with a post of T-Hack and his doppelganger Dan from 99.5 The Mountain.
Okay. Gosh.
And then, yeah.
I do think Aaron could look a little bit like Sadie Sink from Stranger Things now that she's a little older. I'm just saying.
I've gotten Love from, what is that show?
Love?
That's her name. From no, wait. I think it's her name.
Is it the show?
I haven't seen the show. No.
We'll figure it out.
Yo, okay, just go to our Instagram page.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. It's going to get awkward in here because we're going to talk about... We're not going to get graphic, so if your kids are in the car, you don't have to freak. So,
bananas away? Out? What are we...
I brought a cucumber.
Okay.
I actually have sliced up cucumber in the fridge.
Sliced up is not going to work for, for our current predicament.
Right.
Like, when you were little, where did you think babies came from?
The stork.
You really did believe the stork thing?
For a short period of time. And then I had older siblings and I figured it out.
Figured it out because...
They told you?
I was sitting in the car. My brother is 5 years older than me. It was just he, me, and my mom in the car. And he started asking her graphic questions about the process. And she said...
What?
Uh-oh. And then I was like, what happens if you don't want to have the baby? And she said, it goes into a pocket.
What?
She didn't want to explain the menstrual cycle. So anyway, yeah, I think I was seven.
He was asking.
Okay. Well, because he was 5 years older, so he probably was going through that.
He was asking about the act?
He was asking more about like the science of it and like.
Like the where yeah. it gets stored and right. how. Not how, what, not the. Not the Big Bang.
No, no, not like the Big Bang.
But like the whole, okay.
He would hate that I'm telling this story right now.
Why?
Oh, he would hate that I'm saying the words Big Bang. Anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, I was about seven.
Okay, so then eventually did your parents sit you down and go, what do you mean?
Nope.
So I, this is weird. Mine didn't either, but I am older than you. Like, I just assumed that at a certain age, like-
It just stopped happening.
Oh, but like, what would you call my parents? My father's passed, but my mom's 87. Like, they're the greatest generation. Is that what
I think that's what they are. Yeah.
You don't want to talk to your kids about that.
No, and I'll be real vulnerable here and tell you that instead of me or either of my parents having that conversation, my high school boyfriend's mom called the house and said, do you think the kids are doing it?
Were ya?
Not yet. And that is when my mom...
And that kind of killed the mood.
Yeah, well, then my mom took me and got me on birth control. I was like 16.
Without explaining what's what?
I knew I had, again, older siblings who were at that point.
But they were telling you what happened?
I mean, you just kind of figure it out, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't remember ever having a conversation. I don't even remember like this in health class.
Oh, really?
Like... Because I had switched schools. I went from a private Catholic school to public and then back to private Catholic.
Oh, that.
So when I think, when I moved, I think was when I missed.
You missed the chapter. Whole.
Yeah.
She won't need it.
So then you just, it was it just became tally. Like, it
yeah,
out?
From, like no, you didn't. Probably from like friends. Cause I was a late bloomer. I didn't lose my V card until 21. Yeah. And
what?
I, no shame in that. I think it's
no
fine.
Shame in that at all.
That's great.
But yeah, so I just learned from like my
then
friends.
You just made up for lost time.
We don't need to talk about that.
Let her live.
I am letting her live. I'm like, okay. Hack.
We died. Never talk about
parents
it.
Parents didn't?
No. No. And we're definitely not in school. Not in health class.
That's what health class is. You guys are of the generation where health class, that's what it was for. The weird silhouetted diagram of like a diced cucumber. It's like the weird side shot of.
I don't know that I ever saw the side shot.
They do a weird side shot of a dude.
I do remember like learning about the reproductive systems, but not
because it's
about the act or anything.
It's a side shot of a dude.
Yeah.
And then it's a front shot of a girl. And the girl, because they're showing the insides, it's like whatever you call those things, like the bullhead in Southwestern. Like
or it's like the shark brain.
Yeah, but anytime you go to any house in Las Cruces, New Mexico, they have the bullhead up and it looks just like ovaries.
I was like, are you just like trying to explain ovaries?
Yeah, no, but it's like oh when you gosh. When all the boys in class were looking at it, it's like, oh, it's like a bullhead. Like you're like... And then you're just kind of fantasizing. Never mind. So you didn't even get that?
The lasso me one.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Our basketball coach in high school was our health teacher. And we got to the chapter and he said, I'm not talking about this with you guys. So skip to the next chapter. He said, I'm not doing
that. That should not be allowed.
That's mean girls.
He just.
What is what happened? Yeah. And I was a private Catholic school too. So, I mean, we didn't any of the. Bananas, the stuff you see in the movies, like that's not. Is that real?
Yes,
that's real. Yes. Really? No.
That's how we had that.
What? Wow.
Public school in California, though.
What veggie?
And we had what?
What veggie?
I don't remember the veggies, but she went through the bases, like literally had a big like baseball diamond.
No, she didn't.
What?
Oh yeah, and then we had to like create posters and present our own.
What?
Oh yeah, group project.
Oh, sign me up.
Once again, public school in California.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What do you guys wear when you're on an airplane?
That's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question, but Aaron's getting on a plane this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading a story of like the one thing you should literally never wear.
Heels.
And it's disgusting. Oh. Not that, but.
Flip-flops.
No, do you want me to tell you?
No, don't tell.
It's mostly women only, but it's not heels or flip-flops, which should be reserved for women only.
Oh, I think it's like athlete yoga. Well, okay, my mom worked for Frontier growing up, so we would fly standby, and we had a dress code. You had to wear jeans without holes, a polo, because you're representing the company.
How? Nobody knows you're on standby.
That was the dress code. Shoes had to be closed-toed, like, yeah.
Oh my God.
So okay. Yeah. I know.
Do you own a polo?
What?
Do you own a polo?
I do. Well, that's what we wore because I went to a private school. That was like our uniform. Mm-hmm. So that just seems intense. I agree.
Yeah. So I still kind of stick to that.
You do?
I'll wear like jeans, no holes, tennis shoes.
And she also goes to the airport 17 hours.
We don't need to bring that up right now.
Because then you're overdressed and like.
Because I grew up flying standby.
Yeah, yeah.
I show up to the airport looking like the sewer rat.
Okay, so you're the person I don't like, but I.
Wait, what? How'd this get turned on me?
I forgot. What are you wearing? It's not about that. It's about something else. That's yours. Sorry, I couldn't remember your name, so you're just the person I don't like.
Right. The sewer rat.
Oh my God.
Wait, why don't you like people like me?
I think as a society, we've given up. And I think we gave up before COVID, but COVID was just like, check, we don't have to give a crap about personal appearance anymore. Because like, I bring this up every time anything like this comes up. There's a restaurant called Texas G Brazil. And it's like a Brazilian churrascaria, and it's kind of expensive to go there. It's like $60 a person or something.
Is it here?
There's one here, but okay. It's a chain.
Okay.
But there's also Radizio, Fogo de Chão, or whatever. Anyway, it's like $60 and up after you buy drinks and stuff. But it's like all you can eat. But it's like not all you can eat. They bring you the meat to your table and they slice it. Anyway, it's a nice, if you as a couple, T-Hack, not the one I don't like.
Yeah, I'm just a regular rat. If you street rat.
If you were to go out to dinner and spend $150, would you be upset if there was a sewer rat at the table next to you?
Yeah, I think it would take it out of it. It'd be like, I agree.
I'm not going to nice restaurants in leggings and a sweatshirt.
This is what I'm saying. Air travel used to be the same. Air travel is considerably more than $150. And here I am sitting next to a sewer rat.
Why am I
sitting next to a sewer rat?
It is crazy to look back and think like people got dressed up. They had briefcases. They fedoras. Had the hats. Yeah.
Like, we don't have to go that far.
The fedoras are over.
I'm like, don't you think, I don't want to be that guy who's like, back in my day. It was not back in my day. But like there was a time where we had more respect for one another. And we just tried to look nice.
I'm not.
And I don't
like,
want to sit next
putting
to somebody.
My boobs out. Like I'm just in comfortable clothes.
But how comfortable? Because I see you in like Garanimals, like matching like PJ, like no, I don't know,
matching
like,
PJs,
little
and
Winnie
me.
The Poohs or something on them.
No,
like you're barely held together.
I see her in like a juicy tracksuit or something.
Thank you so much. I'm honored, but no.
How many Tweety Bird T-shirts do you have?
Wow, my sisters and I had a lot of them really? When we were younger.
Garfield.
When we were children, but no. So
okay,
like leggings and a sweatshirt and sneaks.
I think that's fine.
But like, I don't have makeup on. Like, I'm not.
You should be trying harder than that.
And you know what? I'm going to hit you with the Uno reverse card. I met my fiance.
Looking like that?
Looking like that.
Shut
wet
up.
Hair.
That guy's
no.
a saint.
Are you saying I'm not beautiful without makeup on?
I wouldn't
comment on that at all because that's an HR violation. Okay. Now can I tell you the thing that you should never wear on an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Everything you wear.
No, and they're saying that a flight attendant said the reason not to wear this is because it will end up quote unquote soaked in pee.
Ew.
It's a romper because you have to get completely naked in the bathrooms and it ends up on the floor. And apparently airplane bathrooms are never mopped.
Oh. Yep.
Just to bring it back around.
The women wearing rompers and going to the bathroom, because my wife wears them sometimes, and seeing, catching her, like a glimpse of her if she's going to the bathroom. Yeah. They're naked, dude. They're just completely
100%.
Naked. 100%. Why? What? You're just doing that in public?
Yes. You guys did that to yourself. We don't like rompers. Boys don't like rompers.
Who said we're wearing clothes for you?
No, but like, what? Then why are you doing...
You just like them soaked in pee?
You didn't say
exactly.
That.
Like, what? Why? What, do you want to be that uncomfortable? Do you want to get naked every time you go to the bathroom? Like, my ex-wife would wear rompers to gala events. Like, there's fancy rompers. Mm. I remember going to the Children's Hospital gala. She's in a romper, and I was like emceeing the thing, and she's gone for 20 minutes at a stretch.
She's naked in the bathroom.
She's just like, well, yeah. And then there's pictures of her being passed around. We're getting big dollar donations.
T-Hack, do you like it when your wife wears rompers?
I like when she uses the restroom in them.
Oh, and my gosh.
Can I catch a glimpse?
Not, what are you following her into the bathroom, you weirdo? You don't like it, right? Because you can't get any, like...
But he's afraid to say.
I like a dress more. If you're going to go... Because I think her rompers are all shorts.
Yeah.
I think, right? Yeah. And, maybe she has some with pants. I don't... They're
no,
okay.
They're okay.
You can't get in.
You can't... Yes!
Oh, my
gosh. You ever been out with a girl wearing overalls?
No.
You can get in.
Go home.
Wear overalls on a plane. That's so. Ugh.
I thought it was like yoga pants or something, because it was something to do with the seats.
No, it has to do with the bathrooms.
Huh.
Yep.
Bye, rompers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. There's a way to pay your bar tab, and then there's what this woman did. It's not the right way.
Okay, I can't wait.
I have a story that will never make you want to fall asleep at night again.
I don't want to do this at all.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story's out of California.
Hang on.
We're going to be on the 101.
The 505.
Hang on.
Guys, it's from California.
Okay.
Well, a woman woke up to a stranger at the bottom of her bed while she was obviously asleep.
She looks like an angel.
And he was sucking on her toes. So she woke up and was like, stop. Oh my gosh, what are you doing here? Cops could not find him that night.
Hold
but
on.
But did what?
What?
I would lose it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't hear him come into that. Like, he got all the way navigated
into her home,
to the bedroom, and got covers off of her.
Allegedly had been harassing her for months, like stalking her. He followed her home from work, slept outside her place in his car.
What?
And then she woke up at midnight to find him at the edge of her bed with her toes in his
Please
mouth.
Say they found the guy. Please say they found the guy.
They did track the guy down the next day in the same area. Mm. Apparently, he tried to come back. And he's now facing charges for burglary, stalking, assault, all kinds of things.
They pursued him on foot.
Yeah. He was waiting for that.
All right. You want to do your story, or do you? I mean, you've ruined the show enough.
How do we all feel about me doing? Okay.
I don't feel great about it.
I have a story.
Uh-huh.
Out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a woman, 32-year-old woman, who refused to pay her $100 bar tab down there in Florida.
What?
Yeah, $100. She said, no, I'm not paying it.
Okay.
Kind of a brawl ensued. People were like,
Do you know how much a bar tab, like $100 in Florida,
in Florida?
Is probably a really big bar tab.
You own the bar at that point.
It said she was heavily intoxicated.
Yep.
So yeah, she was, I'm not paying it. Finally, another patron there said, you know what? I'll pay it for you. I'll Venmo the money. We'll get this taken care of.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'll be the good guy, the Florida guy.
Oh, my God.
She said, thanks for your offer. Instead, I'm going to punch the cop. So
she
said, no, thank you.
She punched the cop.
She punched the cop, yeah.
Yeah.
Refused the money, punched the cop, dug herself an even deeper hole.
Okay.
Ended up getting arrested, and instead of $100, her bail was set for over $17,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So she could have just paid the tab.
Yeah.
Saved everyone a lot of money.
All right.
Oh, man.
This was really fun. Lots of life lessons today.
Yeah. Those.
Oh, there we go.
Were all the stupid people we could find.
Ew.
Oh, Erica.
Ew.
For today.
Come on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.